Okay, today is Daf Chav Beis. We're on Daf Chav Beis. We're on the second to top line. So, we had a machlokas between Chizkiah and Rabbi Avo. When Chizkiah says like this, when it says the words Lo Ye'achel, it also means you can't have Hana. For example, Lo Ye'achel Chametz. Rabbi Avo says, when it says any Lashon of Achila, Lo Yochlu, Lo Sochlu, whatever it says, it also means you can't have Hana. Now, the Gemara asks, how does Rabbi Avo know that? How does Rabbi Avo know that? Because by Nevela, the Torah says straight out, you can have Hana. You can give it to a ger, or you can tell it to a guy. But there's a machlokas within that halacha, if that's, can you do whatever you want? You can give it to a ger, you can sell it to a guy, you can sell it to a... Rabbi says you can do that. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The Torah was only Dvarim Kechsavan. You can only give it to a ger, and you can only sell it to a guy. So it's not really a heter that in everywhere else in the Torah it should be Asr Bahana. So the Gemara says, you're right. He learns out that everything is Asr Bahana because by Trefa, if an animal is a Trefa, it says, La Kelev Tashlichun Oso. You can give it to the dog. That you can give to the dog, but nothing else you can give to the dog. And that's how you know that Isra Hanag applies to everything. That's what we're up to.
Is there anything else that you can give it to the dog or anything else?
What do you mean?
Any animals, yes?
Yeah, that's just an example of the Torah's letting you know you can give it to the dog.
It throws this whole thing out.
Why?
Because if it can happen in everywhere in the Torah, okay, then it works.
Can you give us a call to the dog?
Well, 1 second. What?
If you have it written everywhere else, so
yeah.
Everywhere else, the formula is to have a name. Animal, dog. It's
just going to use the dog because the dog's one who eats that. Right. No, but it never says, don't eat chametz, but you can give it to the dog. It doesn't say that. It says, don't eat chametz.
But then maybe you can't. I thought
it said, like, give it to the dog because they didn't bark by the sign.
So Rashi said that meant that we're giving, why say dog? Why didn't it say you can give it to the guy? Because the dog, you're giving some schar. That's all Rashi meant to say by that. That's all the pasuk meant to say by that.
It's not limiting.
Exactly. You can get to it means us is mutabahana. That's mutabahana, but no other thing. Get an asha. Get an asha. Don't get an asha. It's not mutabahana. Now the Gemara says, but it is mutabahana. So I have an answer. A reason why. So possible call with asabahana. Doesn't say anywhere it's mutabahana. It says losash losavashal gadiba chalevimo. Says it 3 times. Isra achila, isra ana, and isra cooking. Even if you're not going to eat it, it's like at a school, you can't do it. So doesn't say anywhere you can do it. But it says you can give it, there's a trefa to the dog. Yes, the trefa you can give. Nothing else you can give. Now, Reb Meir held that by Nevela, it said you can do whatever you want. That was the source for him, according to Rabbi Avo, that everything else is Asr Bahana. Right? Everything else is Asr Bahana. So why does he need to point to him? Why does it say, L'kelef t'shlichon oso? What do we learn from that? That's what we're up to now. Rameyer, also atamashlich lekelev. Yeah, trefa you can give to a kelev. Via tamashlich lekelev chulin shenishchetu ba'azara. But you can't give to a kelev chulin that was shechted in the azara. But at a left field, what does this have to do with anything? So Rashi says, Rameyer, it's like the third or fourth skinny line. Denafkali iser hana b'shari surim. He learns out that iser hana applies to other things, applies to everything. Midiparat benevela, because benevela, the Torah said, you can do whatever you want with the food. You can give it, sell it, goy, ger, whatever you want. That, but we learned out from there, every other place in the Torah is Asr Bahana,
according to
Meir, but it says, Lekat Shichon Oso, so he can't argue with the Torah. But Bishloma, Prat Heter, Detrefa, Lagufe, Itztrich, Lemifrat Bay Heter, right? In other words, the Torah had to say that treif was mutter bahana, because according to Reb Meir, everything's also bahana, except for nevela. You want to make something else mutter bahana, you got to tell me that. So the Torah said, give it to the dog. That's perfect. The love the part lay. If the Torah wouldn't have done that, havamina, I would have thought let's bahana, usher also bahana. El oso lamali. Why don't I need the word oso? Why couldn't it say, Basar Sada Batrefa, Lo, that's what the Pasuk says, Basar Sada Batrefa, where is it? Basar Sada Batrefa, Lo so chelu. Lakaz shlichur. What's lakaz shlichur? Oh so. Why does it say oh so? Rashi learns like this. Why does it say oh so? Umashani, and the answer is lesser hana chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. What's that? It's I take my chulin, I bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and I shecht it there. Not a carbon. So it's asr b'achila for sure. It's even asr b'hana. D'nafkulam b'hu isr achila. How do we know it's asr? You're not allowed to do that. D'chsev, it says, ki yirchak mumcha hamakom, when you're going to be far away. You're not near the Beis HaMikdash. And you're interested in eating some meat. So go eat meat. Zavachta v'achalta. Go eat over there. B'richak makom, d'haynu, chutz l'machane, shchina, ata zoveach, v'ochel. But you can't do that in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is only Karbanos. That's a very, very obscure, backhanded way of telling me that I can't bring Karbanos. I can't bring Chulin in the Azara. What does Zara say? When you're far away, you can eat meat. The inference is, when I'm at the Beis HaMikdash, I can't do that. I can only bring a Karban. It's like an inference. It doesn't say it really outright that you can't do that. It's an inference.
Midbar, yeah. The
what?
The only way you could eat meat until towards the end. If it was a carbon.
Is that true?
Yeah.
And you couldn't just bring a car. You couldn't bring it. There was no butcher shops in the midbar. Well, they had them on.
Correct.
Right. Okay. No, but I'm saying right now, guy lives in Tel Aviv. Can he eat meat? Of course. How's he gonna eat meat? He's gonna shecht it in the butcher shop in Tel Aviv. No problem. Now you want to go to Beis HaMikdash and do that? You can't. You only can make a carbon. It doesn't really say that. It says if you're far away, you can eat meat. So how is that a halacha? That if in the Beis HaMikdash, I can't check a regular, I can't be a butcher shop. The Beis HaMikdash is only for kabanos. It's like an inference. Torah doesn't say it straight out. So Rashi says, "Ushav de'ema forish behen la behedya." Doesn't say it straight out, right? Ba'achila doesn't even straight out. You can't eat it. Forget hana. Itzrach lahut malaflu isra hana mehacha. We'll learn out isra hana from here. It says lakel tashlichen oso. Oso you can give to the dog. But you can't give to the dog chulin shchinishchetu bazara. What's the connection between chulin shchinishchetu bazara and this? So Rashi says, "Avachi mashma oso shenesar mishum chutz lemechitza atamashlich lekelev." Because also a treifah also is not in the Beis HaMikdash grounds; it's outside. So you're giving it to a dog. So they have a similarity. Chulin shchinishchetu bazara and treifah are similar in the sense that they're both not in the Beis HaMikdash. That's all. Okay. Fine. Ve'idach, and what does Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that chul shnishchetu ba'azara is mutta b'hana? Is that also b'hana? How does he know it's also b'hana? The answer is, he holds it's not also b'hana. Chul shnishchetu ba'azara, lav d'oraisa hi. Chul shnishchetu ba'azara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not d'oraisa. So it's not going to be in a pasuk, so that pasuk doesn't bother him. Okay, now, the Gemara is going to ask 10 questions on the machlokas between Rabbi Avo and Chizki. Most of the 10 are against Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo, you said that any lashon of achila includes hana. It's not true. Masiv Rabbi Yitzchak got nafcha v'arei gid hanasha. This is gid hanasha. V'rachmana amar the Torah says al kei lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael is a gid hanasha. Therefore, no loch you loch yochlu. It says you cannot eat the gid hanasha. Utnan, how do you know it's mutabana? How do you know that? Utnan, and we learned in the Mishnah in Chulin, shaleach adam yerach l'nachri. You're allowed to send the yerach to a nachri, the giranasha besocho. You could even send the giranasha to a guy. You give it to a guy. What are you going to do with it? You can't eat it. Give it to your neighbor and a friend. Now, the fear was, maybe he'll sell it to some other unsuspecting Jew. No, that's not a problem. You're allowed to give it to the guy, because he'll never sell it to another Jew and tell him it's steak, and really it's the giranasha. Mipnei shemiko...
The giranasha should be different than any other piece of meat, then.
Mipnei shemikomo nikar, because you can recognize it. I guess back then they were much more in tune with the way the meat looked, and they were like, "Oh, you can't tell me that. Let's get an usher." Oh, you're right. You got me again. So, but you can send it to your guy, and we're not worried he's going to resell it to a Jew because it's recognizable. Okay, but what do you see? You can give it to a guy. That's what you see. You can give, we're not going to get the details out. Get an usher. But the point is, you can give it to a guy, so you can have an usher. So Rabbi Avo, you say whatever it says. It's a rachila, includes an usher. It's not true. So Kasav Rabbi Avo, the answer is Kishahutra Nevela, when the Torah mattered Nevela by saying you can give it to a ger or a guy, it included all parts of a Nevela. He, the Nevela, the chelba, and the chelev of a nevela too, the gida, hutra. It's all mutter. So gida nashe is really included in nevela, even though it could have been not a nevela. It could have been shechted perfectly well. Just, you can't even get a nashe. But it's included in the word nevela. So it's an exception. It's an exception. I held every time it says any lashon of achila, it includes a na, gida nashe is an exception, because it's really nevela. Now, that only makes sense if you hold that Gid Anasha has taste. If there's a machlokas in Chulin, if Gid Anasha has taste, the Rashba says like this: there's no machlokas. You can't have a machlokas on Metzias. Well, does it have taste or does it not have taste? So go ask somebody. Go ask somebody. Go ask an expert goy. Can you that taste like anything? There's no shaila that the Gid Anasha itself has no taste. There's no shaila about that. It's not food, it's not meat. It's a gid. Whatever a gid is, doesn't have any taste. Says the Rashi, there's no machlokas about that. The machlokas is about the other pieces of meat that are connected to it, and they come along with the gid anasha, so those have taste, 100%. But what's the ikkar reason why gid anasha is usher? Is it because of the gid, or is it because of the whole package? So if it's the whole package, then it doesn't have taste. If it's not because of the whole package, then it doesn't have taste. So there's a machlokas about that in Chulin, whether gid anasha has taste. If you hold it does, Yesh begin minos in tam, then this makes perfect sense. Gid anasha is included in chelev and nevela, and therefore it's mutter b'hana. El aman d'amar ein begin minos in tam, but if you hold that gid anasha has no tam, right? Ma'ik l'meimar. If it doesn't have tam, it's not considered basar. If it's not considered basar, it's not in the parasha of nevela.
So the problem with this is you're now giving a reason why the gid anasha is a problem. I'm giving a reason now. The reason is.
Right.
If it imparts flavor, it doesn't impart flavor, it's irrelevant.
No, it's relevant because we said that Gid Anasha is really nevela. But that only makes sense if it's meat. If it's a bone, it's not nevela. There's no issue in the eating of, no issue like that.
The issue is it of itself, in and of itself.
Right, but why is it mutter b'hana? That's the question. Why is Gid Anasha mutter b'hana? No, so the reason is because it's compared to nevela, it's part of a nevela. But that only makes sense if it's edible. If it's not edible, it doesn't make sense.
Some of the things that we've given an example of something that mutter b'hana has nothing to do with the item itself. It has to do with the reasons we're using it because that item itself is either good or no good, depending on what we said. It's not because it's similar to.
So that was the Gemara's answer. Why is Gid Anasha mutter b'hana? According to Revo, it should be asr b'hana. It says don't eat it. The answer is, and we know there's a Mishnah in Chul, which nobody argues with, that Gid Anasha is mutter b'hana. How could that be? You know what the answer is? It's like nevela. And nevela is mutter b'hana. Because the Torah says you can give nevela to a ger, and you can sell it to a guy. Mutter b'hana. That only makes sense if the Gid Anasha is food. If the Gid Anasha is not food, it doesn't make any sense. What kind of answer is that?
We don't remove any other sinews from a carcass.
That's right.
So presumably it gets cooked and we eat it.
What gets cooked?
The sinews that are in the meat.
That's right.
So.
No, but a Gid Anasha, you're not allowed to eat it.
Sorry?
The Gid Anasha, you're not allowed to eat.
Yes, but all the other sinews that are in
yeah.
the carcass.
So you're saying they can use a chicken, they can use bones from a trade animal and make a soup out of it?
Maybe. Perhaps. They don't have any taste. Perhaps they can.
What's it? We can't eat it.
What do you mean? A regular bone of an animal? We learned that. Maybe you could. Maybe you could. A bone.
Well, it's better than available. It's the same thing.
The same thing in terms of treif, assuming it doesn't have any taste.
No.
A variable might not have taste.
So why would you make soup?
There's no isser at that. That's the whole shiloh about gelatin, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the whole shiloh about gelatin. But that's because it changes. You grind it up.
What do you need that for?
What? It's exactly the point. It doesn't
so
make...
You need the heter of that it's not recognizable anymore if it doesn't have taste.
Ain't a chanami.
Gelatin's a problem.
What's it?
We grind it. We're not using it for the taste reasons. We're using it because it has different purposes.
Right.
What's the problem?
Maybe not. Maybe there is no problem. I don't know. But the point is, if it doesn't have a taste, Rashi says, look at the Rashi, El Lamanda Amar Ein Begidin. The Isser Nosin Tam Basar, I'm on like the fifth or sixth line where the lines are wide. The Isser Nosin Tam Basar, Im Nisbashlu Im Abasar. There's an Isser to eat something that has a taste. Alma, Lav Tam Basar Ispahu. If you hold ain begin benos in tam, it has no taste. V'lav nevela mikri. It's not a nevela. Ella atzamos. It's called bones. Dehain eitz ba'alma. That's just wood. V'lo ishtri. And it's not usher. V'lo ishtari klal nevela. It's not in the parsha of the nevela at all. It's not in the parsha of the nevela at all. The A2, it's A2 for the third time. V'atorah chayva alav, mayakul neymar, u'b'luksayi b'gedin asher. When we learn gedin asher, we'll get to the details of this. But clearly see here that it's mutar ba'anah, and it's not considered anything. So the Gemara says, the answer is, man shemas mitle, the amar ain begin benosin tam. Who holds ain begin benosin tam? Who holds that? That is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon holds ain begin benosin tam. The Tanya. Ha'ochel begidan asha b'chol behema temeya. If you eat a gidan asha from a non-kosher animal, how many isurim are there? Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Shtayim, two. Number one, you ate a gidan asha. Number two, you ate treif. You ate in the non-kosher. Rabbi Shimon posel. Rabbi Shimon says zero. How can it be zero? First of all, there's no iser of gidan asha on a non-kosher animal. Only on a kosher animal. And it's not even eating a non-kosher animal because it doesn't have any taste. So it's nothing. You don't have anything. Maybe with Rabbanan, maybe, but not with Daraisa. So what do you see? Rabbi Shimon's the one who holds that ain't begin benosin tam. Right? Rabbi Shimon hachinami da'asa bahana. Ain't a chinami. Rabbi Shimon would hold da'asa bahana. The Tanya, gidan asha mutta bahana, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon knows her. Ain't a chinami. Rabbi Shimon says, gidan asha da'asa bahana. According to Rabbi Avo, da'asa bahana. Answers our question.
If there's no taste, what's the
if there's no what?
If there's no taste,
who says there's anything about Hana? Oh, you can tell it.
Yeah.
You can tell it.
Maybe.
You can give it to dog food. So Gidon Asher is an exception to be avos din. That's the key. Gidon Asher is an exception. Number two, Vare Dam. Such a thing as Dam. Derachmona Amar, Kol Nefesh Mikem Lo Sochal Dam. Yaladitam. Utnan, and we learn in the Mishnah, Elu ve'elu, which is Elu ve'elu, Rashi says, the dam that was sprinkled, what do you do when you made a carbon, you sprinkle the dam, you left over dam in the cup, what do you do with the leftover dam? They would pour it down some hole in the Mizbeach, and it would go down to the end of the, somehow it would get out of the base of the Mikdash grounds and wind up in the Kidron Valley. Okay? Elu ve'elu means if it was supposed to be sprinkled in the inside mizbeach, rare kabanas are done there, and then the leftovers are poured on the outside mizbeach, or the outside mizbeach, and it's poured the outside mizbeach. Either way, elu ve'elu, both of them, mizarvin ba'ama, they would combine in the channel going down the mizbeach, v'yotzin l'nachal kidron, and they'd go down to the nachal kidron. What's nachal mean, by the way? What does the word nachal mean? River. Kidron's a river. Rashi says, "Kamo nachal eson," like the valley when they would check the Egla Rufa, and they would kill the Egla Rufa, which is not a river. So you see from here that the word nachal emek just means a valley. Doesn't mean a river; it means a valley. That's what Rashi says. Anyway, it would wind up there. V'nim karun leganonin. They would sell it. They would.
The man made this in the parsha by the Nile. It says that they use that word for.
The canals.
If I'm not mistaken, a nachal is any area that was originally once you had water that flowed through. Even though it doesn't exist.
Fine. Vilankar and Leganonin, and somebody would sell it to, they would sell it to gardeners, Lezevel, they would use it as fertilizer. Umol and Bo, and you're going to be Me'ila, you're over Me'ila if you don't pay for it. Fine. So, well, again, what do you see? Damas Matabana. Beis HaMikdash dam, karbanos, mutabana. So what do you see? You're not allowed to eat it. Mutabana. So the Gemara says, no, shiny dam is different. The iskash lamayim, because it's compared to water. Right? It's compared to water. Dichsev, like it says, lo sochel al ha'aretz tishpachenu kamayim. Don't eat it, spill it out. Ma mayim mutarin bahana, water is mutabana. Av dam, mutar. So too dam is mutabana. So the answer is, dam is an exception. It's an exception. And everybody said, every time you can't eat, it means you can't have an ah. Dam is an exception. Gidon Asher was an exception. Dam's also an exception. By the way, the Torah here, the Gemara here says, the dam is iskash lomayim. What's iskash? A hekish. What's a hekish? What does that mean in comparison?
Same thing as.
So the rules of a hekish are, it has to appear in the same pasuk. Hekesh has to appear in the same pasuk. The words here, the pasuk says, "Lo sochel al aretz, tishbachenu kamayim." Right? Don't eat it. Lo sochel al aretz, tishbachenu kamayim. Spill it on the ground like water. It's in the same pasuk. Hekesh is not one of the Yud Gimel Midos to turn the Deshes Ben. Right? It's not. The Rambam says. Some say one of the Rishonim says, you know why it's not one of the Yud Gimel Midos? Because it's preferred from the pasuk. So straight out of the pasuk. Every other one of the Yud Gimel Midos, I need me to do something now. Okay, it says a klal and a prat over there, and I'll make a con. It's straight out of the pasuk. Others say it falls under the rubric of davar halamed mein yano, for davar halamed bisofo, whatever that means, even whatever those mean. But okay, whatever it is. Anyway, the ema kimayim hamiskansim agave mizbeach. Well, maybe it means water. Like that appeared on the Mizbeach, like on Sukkos. And that water is also Bahana. Using it for a carbon. So Amar Rabbi Avo, Kamayim, does it say it like that? Rov Mayim, like Rov Mayim. Most water is not like that, right? Midi Rov Mayim, Ksiv. Does it say Rov Mayim? It says Mayim. And by the way, some Mayim is Takasar. El Amar Avu Ashi, Kamayim Hanashbachin, Velo Kamayim Hanisachin. No, it means water that gets spilled. Not water that gets used in a holy way. Right? So the ema kimayim hanishbachin lesnei avodah zarah. Well, maybe it's water that they use in the avodah zarah service. Which is also asabana. So maybe that's the kind of water we're talking about. And who said dam is mutabana? No. Hasam nami nisach ikri. That's also called nisach. Even if it's by avodah zarah. That's it because it says yishtu mayim nisicham. Right? Yishtu mayim nisicham. That even by the avodah zarah, water is called the word Lashon Nisuch. I'm only talking about water that gets spilled, and therefore wine, water, and dam are compared, and therefore dam is mutabana. Now, according to Chizkia, who holds that dam is mutabana anyway, because it doesn't say lo yeyachel, so dam is mutabana anyway. So why is dam compared to water? What do I learn from that comparison? It's mutabana anyway. So what do I learn from the comparison from water? L'may hilchasa iskash dam l'mayim. Why is dam compared to water? And the answer is l'kedur b'chiyah b'rava. Dam b'chiyah b'rava. Amar b'yochanan. Midayim l'dam kodshim she'eno machshir. How do you know that dam kodshim doesn't make food ready to become tamei? They don't serve as the liquid to make food tamei. How do you know that? Shenemar losochlu losochlu. Don't eat it. Ala aretz on the ground tishpachenu kamayim. Spill it out like water. Which means dam shenishbach kamayim machshir. Only dam that you will spill on the ground, that is taka machshir. Dam is one of the seven liquids. However, she'eno nishbach kamayim, eno machshir. If it's not going to be spilled on the ground, it's going to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, that is not machshir. So, that's the end of the second question. Second question is, what about dam? It's an exception. Number three, v'arei evim menachai. What about evim menachai? Dichshiv, it says, lo sochal nefesh im habasar. Right? Don't eat evim and achai. Don't eat the nefesh with the basar. And it says the word sochal, which should mean it's asa bahana. How do you know it's mutta bahana? Vitanya, Reb Nosson Omer, Menayin, how do you know, shelo yoshit adam kos yayin lanazir? You know, let's go over to a nazir and give him a cup of wine. Hey, drink this. It's so delicious. Or, you can't walk over to a non-Jew and give him, hey, take this tape, you got to taste it. This is so delicious. You don't want to do that. It's Eiv Menachai. It's Lifnei Iver. And you see from here that you're not even allowed to go to a Goy and get him to be over Lifnei Iver. You don't want to do that. How do you know? Talmud Lomar, Lifnei Iver is a Mikshel. So you can't go over to a Goy and say to the Goy, this is so, you got to taste this. You can't do that. What if they give it to the dog? It's not so delicious. Will the dog eat it? You can do it. Halaklavim, Shari. To give the Eiv Menachai to a dog, it's mutabana. To a guy, you can't do it, because it's taka asif him too. So you can't give it to him, you can't tell it to him, you can't trick him, you can't do that. It's naiver. But to the dog? Why not? Shiny Eiv Menachai. Eiv Menachai is an exception. The iskash l'dam. Because compared to dam, the chsiv, because it says, rach hazak levilti achol hadam, ki adam hu anefesh. Because dam is nefesh, and Eiv Menachai is part of the nefesh, it's alive, so it's the same thing, and therefore it's mutabana. So far, so good. Ula Chizkiah, and according to Chizkiah, who holds It's mutabana anyway. Lamai iskesh, my hilchasa iskesh evim and achayel adam. Why are they compared? Amalacha, to tell you. Dam hud iskesh evim and achay. The dam is compared to evim and achay. Ma evim and achay asur. Av dam and achay asur. Dam and achay is also asur. Ve'eze, what's that? Ze dam hakaza shanefesh yotzebo. It's dam hakaza. When you let blood, the blood comes out. Rashi says there's four stages of dam coming out of a body, and different stages of different halachas, and that's why dam is compared to Eiv and Achai, but he holds the Smutabana anyway. So far we had three questions. We had Gid and Asha, dam, Eiv and Achai. And the answer is, they're all Mutabana, they're all exceptions. So far they're all exceptions, right? They're all Mutabana, and they're all exceptions.
Having four exceptions.
What?
Four exceptions.
We're going to have 10 exceptions. And the Gemara is going to ask, well, if there are 10 exceptions, then Rabbi Avo held any Lashon of Achila means Isabana, and Chizki said just Lo Yeyachel. So what are they arguing about? There's nothing left.
Exactly.
The Gemara is going to say they're arguing about one thing. One or two, the Machlokas. One or two things.
The exception, the other one's exception.
Exactly. Question number four. Vare Sharhaniskal. Such a thing as a sharniskel. What's a sharniskel? A sharniskel is an animal, a shor, that killed somebody. So the animal has to be put to death. Now the animal is going to be put to death whether it was a tam or a muad. Either way, it's put to death. It's called a sharniskel. Now you're not allowed to eat it. You know, it's asabana. So, drachman amar, lo yeyachel es pesaro. Lo yeyachel es pesaro. What's the exact word? Lo yeyachel es pesaro. You can't eat it. Now, even Rabbi Avo, even Chizkiyo agrees it's asabana because it says lo yeyachel. Now, Vitanya, one second. Mimashma shenemar sakal yisakal ashar. From the fact you're giving it skila, any adashi nevela? It's a nevela. It wasn't shechted properly. V'nevela asa b'achila, and a nevela asa to eat. Ma tamud lama lo yeachel. What do you mean lo yeachel? Of course you're not allowed to eat it. It's a nevela. It wasn't shechted. It was stoned. Of course you can't eat it. What's the Torah telling me you can't eat it? Ah, magid lecha kasev sheim shachto la'achar. Shenigmar dino aser. Right, they made a gmar din. They hauled the cat, the shor, into court. They found it guilty. They sentenced it to death, and then you run and shecht it. Before, I don't want it to be stoned. I want to save that meat. You run and shecht it. Answer is aser b'achila lo yeachel and aser b'ana. Right. Magid lachal shem shachtol achar shenigmar dino aser ein li ela b'achila. You can't eat it. B'ana minayin. How do you know it's aser bahana? Tamad lomar ubal hashar naki, and the owner of the shor is naki means clean. My mashma, what does that mean? Shimon ben Zoma Omer ka'adav shomal lechaveiro, like a guy says to his friend, yotza ploni naki minachasav. The guy was cleaned out. It's an old expression. He was cleaned out, right? He went to somewhere. He went. They cleaned him out. Same thing over here. His shor killed somebody. The shor cleaned him out. No echila, no hana, nothing out of the shor. Right? The ainli behem hana. The ainli behem hana shalklum. I got no hana. I got nothing out of it. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, if lo yeachel means no hana, right? If lo yeachel means no hana, then why does the Torah have to say baal ashar naki? And you were cleaned out. Anyway, there's no hana. Right, Baal Shanaki means the guy was cleaned out, got nothing out of this animal. You don't need that. Lo Yeachel, according to both of them, means no hana. Why do I need the extra three words, Baal Shanaki? Why? So, time of the kasev of Baal Shanaki. You know, it says Baal Shanaki. Di'imi lo Yeachel, and if it would have said lo Yeachel, Isra Achila Mashma, Isra Hana lo Mashma. The whole thing was, he started off yesterday, Lo Yeachel means Isra Hana also. They want to say Bar Shalnaki. Kasha. Now, this is not a kasha that's Mutabana. No one holds that Shara Niskal is Mutabana. No one holds that. But why do we need the extra words about Bar Shalnaki? So the Gemara says, La'olam lo yeachil isra'chila mashma, isra'chila v'isra'na mashma. Really, lo yeachil means both. U'bala Sharnaki, and Bar Shalnaki is going to tell you another thing. La'hanah's orohu da'asa. You can't even have hanah from the hide, which is not even edible. You can't even have enough from that. Right? V'idstrich. and it was necessary to tell me this in another way. So I would have thought, lo yayochel es bisaro, don't eat the meat. Tiv bisaro in, oro lo, kamash malan, comes along, balasharnaki, you can't even have enough from the or. You can't even have enough from the hide. Right? Okay. Now, by the way, in Bava Kamma, where this Gemara appears, there are other things that are learned out from these words, not just the hide. Ulahanach Tanoi, and then what about those other Tanoim there in Bava Kamma? Right? The Gemara knows the Gemara in Bava Kamma. We don't, but the Gemara does. And then in Bava Kamma, it says over there, Dimaskil Elahai Kuel Josh Achwini. We learn other things from these words. Number one, Lachati Kofer. So what's Chatzi Kofer? So the halacha is that if a muad kills somebody, not only does the shor get killed, but you have to pay a kofer worth whatever that is to the family. The guy got killed. What if a tam kills somebody? Is there chatzi kofer? Chatzi kofer. The animals get put to death regardless. It's sure nizkal. Do you pay chatzi kofer? It's a chatzi nezek, it's a tam. No such thing as chatzi kofer. Okay? No such thing. What? Because a tam only pays half damages. If a tam ruins your, if my tam ruins your ox, I got to pay half. So what if it kills a person? Do you pay chatzi kofer? No. No such thing. No. How do you know that? Balash
Anaki. But the person didn't know that his animal was going to do something like that.
Right. But the point is we're learning out something else from the same words. So how could that be? That's number one. Or number two, the dmei vlados. So the halach is if a muad kills a pregnant woman, you have to pay for the baby too. What about a tam? So the answer is no. So tam's different rules. So if those things are learned out, hanas or rominole, how do we know about hanas or? That the or is asabana? So Gemara says, "Nafgale mi es bisaro, lo yochal es bisaro, es hatafel libisaro. Es is tafel to the basar, right? So therefore, es means the basar. Uleidach, what does the other one do with the word es? And the answer is es lo darish. He doesn't darish in the es. Ditanya, because we have a famous brisa, Shimon Hamsuni, v'amrulei nechani Hamsuni, others in nechani Hamsuni, hayadarish kol es in Shabbatara." He would dash in every S in the Torah. Kivin she gil es Hashem l'kechatira. Once he got to El Hashem l'kechatira, Pirush, he stopped. Says Rashi, Kivin, where's es Hashem l'kechatira? It's like in Parshas, like Veschanan or Ekev over there. He stopped. Rashi says, Kivin she gil es Hashem l'kechatira. When he got to that pasuk, Amar, he said, Ma arba liyira imo. What can I add to being Yiras Hashem? What can I add? Pirush, mikulon. He stopped from all of it. V'chazabo mikol ribuy in shadarash. He gave all everything up. So I can't. D'midaha lav l'ribuy asa. Since this one he couldn't figure out. Kulunami lav l'ribuy asa. All the other ones also went out the window. You hear this? And Amrulo Tamidav, Rebbe. One second. Yeah, right. It's true. Now, by the way, there's so much to say over here. So the Marsha says, a little bit before this pasuk is another pasuk called V'yahavto es Hashem Elokecha. You should love Hashem. What S did you learn from that? No. What S is from there? By Yira, he said nothing. But by Ava, he didn't stop. He kept on going. So what's Ava, V'yahavto es Hashem? So the Marsha says it must have been Tamid Chachamim. Which is what Rabbi Akiva is going to say here. The Es Hashem Malkecha Tira means Tamid Chachamim. Shimon Hamzuni stopped. So why did he stop at the Ava? The answer is, why should he stop? What's wrong with Avas Chachamim? What's wrong with that? It's fantastic. But to say that you're going to have Yira from a human being, what kind of thing is that? He couldn't accept that.
Has anyone tried to reconstruct his structure?
It's a good question. We don't know what the word. One second. The Ben Yered has an unbelievable word over here. Anyway, Amalot Tamidav, Rebbe, Kolosan Shevet Torah, Matahai Aleim, what's going to be all those essence that you did? Are we going to reconstruct them? So he said, Amalahem, Kshem Shekibalti, Schar Aladrisha, Kachani Bekabel, Schar Alaprisha. So it's like I got Schar for this, I will get tzchar for the prisha. Says Ben Yehuda, two questions. First of all, what do you mean he got tzchar? We say, tzchar mitzvah is not in this world. What do you mean he got tzchar? Kibalti tzchar. And don't worry, I'll get the tzchar for stopping too. What are you, a tzchar hound? You're in the tzchar. Right? Ben Yehuda is such an unbelievable vart. He says, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Avos, tzchar mitzvah mitzvah. What does that mean? You do a mitzvah, Hashem gives you another opportunity to do another mitzvah. And it keeps on a mitzvah gereris mitzvah. Schar mitzvah is the opportunity to do another mitzvah. It says, I sat down, the Bereshis Bar Elokim, Es HaShemayim Ve'Es HaAretz, and I figured it out. And Hashem gave me schar, He gave me the ability to figure it out again. And I kept on going. And I kept giving me more and more schar. I got the schar, I kept on going. He's not talking about schar like we know what we think of schar. The schar mitzvah of a mitzvah. And I kept on going. Now I have to stop. Hashem's going to do the same thing for me. He's going to give me the schar. I'm davening. He'll give me the schar that I should keep on going, even though I stopped. Such an unbelievable vart, no? Such a great vart. Anyway, Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva V'darash Es Hashem L'Kechatira L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. It includes Talmidei Chachamim. Right? Okay. So Tosfos asks, if it includes Talmidei Chachamim, then why do you have to have the pasuk of Bibnei Seva Tokum Vadai? You have to stand up for Talmidei Chachamim? Why do we need that pasuk? This Hashem Kachatir means you got to treat Talmidei Chachamim the same way you treat Hashem. Respect them and fear them. So Tosfos says that pasuk of the getting up for Talmidei Chachamim is only by, or maybe this one, one of them is only by your Rebbe Muvak. Not just anybody, and the other one's by everybody. So you need two different pasukim because two different ideas. Okay. Okay. That's the answer to question number four. So everyone agrees that Charnis was Asabana. Everyone agrees to that. The only question was, why did they abolish Anaki? We gave answers. Okay? But there are three exceptions so far. Ev Menachai, Dam, and Gidonasha. Dari Arla. What about Arla? No, it's not an exception. Everyone holds Asabana. Yeah. The question was, why did it say Baal Shonaki? That he got cleaned out. If it's already Asabana anyway, the answer is we learned other things from it. Right? Sorry, Arla is number four. Darachmana Amar. Sorry, Arla is number five. Darachmana Amar. Arelim lo yeyochel. Now let's eat Arel. Right? It says lo yeyochel. Everybody agrees to that. Vitanya, and we learned. Arelim lo yeyochel. Ein li el etzerachila. Die only know you're allowed to eat it. Minayin shelo yehana mimenu. How do I know I can't have hana from Arla? Shelo yitzba bo. I can't use it for dyes. Velo yidlak bo. It's in there. I can't use it for wood, for firewood. How do I know that? Talmud lomar. Varaltem arla so. Arelim lo yeyochel. Where was this kulam? It says the thing three times, and it includes everything. So, taima dekasav rachmana varaltem arla so arelim. Halav hachi havamina. If not for that, I would have thought, Isser Achila Mashma, Isser Hanal Lo Mashma. Right? In other words, it says Lo Yeyachel. It's Asr anyway. It's Asr anyway. Why would all the extra limudim to Asr Hana? It's Asr anyway. So the Gemara says, Lo'olam Lo Yeyachel Mashma, Ben Isser Achila, Ben Isser Hana. Really, it applies to both. V'shayni Hasan, but here it's different. Dechsiv, it says Lochem. It says Lochem. You for you. So I would have thought it's Mutabana, even though it says Lo Yechel, it says Lochem. So therefore, we have all these other words of Arelim, Araltem, Araltem, it's also Bahana too. So then don't say Lochem and don't say all the other Lashonos. Right? Hashta the Itzrach. So that's going to hold the Siv Lochem, Shalachem, Yehei, Kamash Malan. No, Kamash Malan, it's not yours. The Ella, Kamash Malan, even though it says Lochem, it's still also Bahana. The Ella Hasha Dixivi Hanach Kroy Lochem Lamali. Why does it say Lochem? Right? It's all also anyway. Look at the Tanya. Lochem Larabo says Hanatua Larabim. It comes to include a place that's in public. If you plant something in public, Rashi says, Kigon Loshan Lotorach Rabim. Kigon Bemsa Haderach Lachol Omer. If anybody's passed by, I'm a nice guy and I put an apple tree in the middle of the street. So people have apples. Hefker apples. Is there all in that? Yeah. Right? The answer is, Rabbi Huda Omer Lahotzi Yetzan Atu L'Rabim. Right? Meaning that Lochem means that even if it's in the Rabbim, it's still Asabana. I think that's what it means. That even if it's in the Rabbim, it's still Asabana. So the answer is, so how are we ending? Everyone agrees Arl is Asabana. It says Lo Yechel. Then why does it say all these other Lashonas of Araltem? Why does it say that? Because it says Lochem. And Lochem means yours. So we have to give other Lashonos. No, you can't have Ana. Don't want to say Lochem. Oh, for a different halacha about a public place. So we're not finished. So there was a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. What exactly Lochem means? Well, Rabos Eshanatua, or Lahotzi Eshanatua, in the Rabbim. So we'll stop right there and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. What?